Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is Wagon Wheel, Hugh. Have you heard this one?
No.
You haven't? Wow.
Mm-mm.
All right. I thought you would have heard this one. But thank you for playing it, Kyle. Appreciate you you doing that.
I mean, it sounds pretty good, though. I mean, it don't sound like a good song.
Yeah. Put him on the spot earlier. But yeah, so this is Elliot's go-to karaoke song.
Here's the hook, here.
Nah, never heard this.
Really? Man,
No, I think I have. It's in the back there. It's been playing somewhere.
It's probably playing at a bar, you know, or something like that.
You know who I like that I didn't? I was like, I was listening to him, and I was like, man, he'd be pretty good. Was it Morgan Wallen? Morgan Wallen?
Yeah.
I think that's the name.
You're a big fan?
Yeah, I like some of his music, man. He's a good dude.
Okay.
I mean, I like his music. Good music.
right.
I don't know him. He's a good music.
Though. Good artist?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't heard
way
much
to, way
of
to pull
stuff.
That back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to
pull that
hey,
back quickly.
He's a great
never
guy.
Be sure.
I don't know. He might not be a great guy.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. As we been talking a lot of Eagles today, talking a lot about the Sixers. And I got to say, based on the responses, people not very happy with my Darius Slay take earlier on. I mean, I'm surprised that people aren't more open to this idea. I mean, the guy was just here last year, played really well last season.
You're surprised people
Eagles.
Don't want to trade for a player who sucks.
He doesn't. He has not had a good year.
Yeah,
he played well last year, Kyle.
So what?
He was here last season.
James Bradbury played well in 2022, and then what happened the next year?
He's not Bradbury.
Tom?
I don't think he's Bradbury. Kyle.
He's had Kyle? It up to here. What
I have had it up to here.
That was like how I talk to my kids. That's how I talk to my son, Tom.
I'm going to count to three.
Yeah. There's enough of this.
I'm going to count to three.
And you're going to take back your Darius Slay take. And if not, I'm going to turn off your microphone, is what Kyle's telling me. But no, I still want to bring him back. Do you want Darius Slay back by the trade deadline next week? 215-592-9494 is how you get in to join the show. Time for reading on our Twitter question of the day. The Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. And the Twitter question today, should we raise our expectations for the Sixers season? Wow. This is unbelievable results.
They said
wise
no,
right now.
Didn't they? Like 70%?
50-50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
50% saying, yes, we need to raise our expectations. 50% saying no. So I think this is an interesting kind of psychological thing here. So I guess half of our audience is, you know, floozies, as you would say.
Floozies. What's a floozy?
And half of our audience is a little more difficult to you know, crack, I guess is the way to put it. That was not a good way to put it. I was trying to find a good way to make that.
I got a feeling I'm gonna get caught in the office today.
No, that wasn't you. That wasn't you. That was
no,
me.
No, I'm talking about not for that one, but for some other stuff.
Oh yeah. I think you're all right.
I don't know.
Just try to slip out of here at 2 o'clock. You're just going to slide right on out.
Yeah, I'm about to go.
It reminds me of, you know, the GIF of Peter Griffin.
Is it
like
GIF or GIF?
I call it GIF. I know people call it GIF. I call it GIF. Mike and Angelina and I used to argue about this a lot. But you're like the Peter Griffin GIF or GIF.
You're talking about when you walk in the back.
Yeah, you're just like sliding back into the bushes.
No.
That's
the
you.
Best is when after the when, show. Like like since we've been here, we've been here for 3 years. It ain't too much that I could do to surprise Kyle, but today
there
he was like, "What in Jesus' name?"
Well, the best was when the day when Kyle was out and you decided to hijack the show, and we did four hours on ferries.
Yeah, I can't wait to next year. I'm going to the ferry convention next year.
You went this year.
I'm going.
You're
going
to dress up.
I might put a tail on it. I might dress as a centaur? No, minotaur.
A minotaur?
Yeah, because a centaur is the four-legged one with the arms. So no, not a centaur, minotaur.
So you're embracing your inner fursona.
I'm going to get me some minotaur pants and a tail and some hooved feet.
Hooved feet. Interesting.
And I'm going to go. Because they tried to invite me to the party. It didn't feel right, though, because it was... It didn't feel like that was the type of party. I'm not trying to disparage the furries. It was just like the people I were talking to. They were just like, "Yo, you going to the after party?" I'm like, "Nah."
Well,
I'm
your
good.
Your social media was entertaining that night.
Yeah, I'm not going to the after party.
Yeah, because we had done the post game show or the pregame show for the Eagles game that night, and then you said, "Yeah, I'm walking down to the convention."
No, I didn't go to the after party though.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But one of the satisfying things about the Eagles getting back on track this week was not just, you know, the way they played, which was great, but also to put the Giants in their place. Because let's face it, I mean, the Giants a few weeks ago, they beat the Eagles, and, you know, honestly, we didn't care about that game, but we were preoccupied. I mean, obviously, that's the same day the Phillies lose the Dodgers and the Kirkering thing. But they acted like they won the Super Bowl. And, you know, they're celebrating this win and so happy they beat the Eagles. But it was nice to put them back in their place on Sunday to dominate them the way that we did. And, you know, Saquon Barkley talked about it after the game. This is something the Eagles saw and something the Eagles were motivated to do on Sunday.
Well, they made it seem like, you know, what did Coach Sirianni say, revenge only lasts for like 5 minutes? That's the story that they was trying to sell to everybody. I ain't believe that.
Right.
I ain't believe that for 1 minute, man, because they what they can't say, put belt to ass.
Yep.
They beat you pretty bad, man. They beat you pretty bad. But I will say this because it's been pointed out. Shout out to Big Dom, and I think it was Zach Bond went to go visit Scatterbo. Boo? Bo?
Bond went with him?
I think Bond was there, too. I saw a picture with him, and they went to go visit him in the hospital, man. I think that was a class act. Even though you hate the Giants, you have respect for a guy that plays like that. He plays hard. It's unfortunate that, you know, he had the injury that he had, because that ankle, man, that dog, that's a tough one.
You don't want to see an injury like that.
Not like that, because when they have to, I'm assuming, when they have to, because it happened to my son, when they put that ankle back together, they got to put, like, metal screws in there. And for a long time, man, he's not a professional athlete, obviously. He wasn't. For a long time, it took him a while just to be able to run.
Yeah.
So it's one of those injuries that it's a tough one to come back from.
Yeah.
And I know he's probably going to work his ass off to try to come back. But, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, and, I mean, Giants fans, and that is a bummer for Scatterbo, and hopefully he gets back and can play next year. But I feel like their brains are just broken because it's been a tough couple of years. You see what Saquon did last year. You see what Danny Dimes is doing in Indy this year. And I'm convinced they've lost their minds because I hear this clip yesterday, and this is from WFAN, their midday show, Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata, and they were talking about Brian Daboll, whether he's going to make it through the year. And they talked about the possibility of maybe canning Daboll and hiring Bill Belichick. Here's how this sounded.
Like when this season's over and the tombstone is written for and placed in the dirt for his 1 year at UNC, because it's not going to be a year two, and they're 3-9 or whatever the hell they're going to be, and he's sent packing and it's embarrassing. He's going to want to save a little bit of face here.
Well, and what better spot than the New York Football Giants,
who he reveres,
with a quarterback in place. Let me ask you something. You think Brian? You think Belichick would have a better record than Brian Daboll right now with the same exact team?
Yes,
me too.
Yes, because he'd have a he'd be more involved in the defense, no question. Yeah. Not by many, but yes, they would have a better record. Yes,
yeah, I don't think he's blown those games either. Whether it be Dallas, whether it be Denver, yeah, I think so too. I just think he's a better. He wouldn't mess around with the kicker. Like he's a better. He knows how to win games.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to win. The problem has been maybe talent, maybe a little too hands on, especially after Brady left. Like meaning picking his guy. You know, Mac Jones, by the way, has had some success with San Francisco.
Yes, yes.
But with Jackson Dart, I would be very tempted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are they out of their minds?
Yes.
Like, I mean, Daboll's not a good coach, but they want Bill Belichick?
Let me tell you. It's beautiful to hear that, because that just shows you that we as radio hosts are just as delusional as fans. And you guys need to understand that, because it's clear to me that they have not – or they refuse to acknowledge the train wreck that Coach Belichick is right now and his girlfriend.
They want Jordan Hudson to be the GM of the team? Because that's what you'd be getting.
Dog. When they say it's undefeated, that's the prime example of what they're talking about right there.
I gotta be
careful in the way that I have it.
Yep.
But she didn't put that thigh out on that old ass man so hard that
being careful. Okay.
She put that thigh out on him.
Okay.
Cause he's sitting there.
This is PG Hugh.
No, dog. Am I lying though? She put that thigh out on him so hard that he sits there and she's telling him about football.
Yeah.
Like, think about that for a minute, fellas. Think about that. Undefeated. He sits there, and she said, well, shouldn't they do it? Like, what was the cut when she was talking about defenses? And he's sitting there, and he's entertaining the conversation.
And Matt Patricia's just got to be like, what am I doing with
like,
my life?
And she was like, excuse me, but aren't they supposed to – isn't the safety supposed to be back? And Bill's like, well, you know what? You're right.
It's like, are the people in New York
– I am not – see – I am not mad at it, but damn it, man.
Their brains
undefeated.
Their brains are broken, man.
She's, and I'm not mad at her for doing this, because if you allow her to do that, God bless you. She's on the sideline of Carolina games with stiletto pumps on, dog. Uh-huh. Like, in grass. Like, any woman out there walking in stiletto pumps in grass, God bless you if you can make it happen. She's dressed like after she gets done coaching the Carolina Tar Heels, she's going to go to the club. She going to the club after the game. She already got her club outfit on.
Like, I am
God
just.
God bless her.
I am astonished.
God bless the Giants fans. God bless those radio hosts up there that won Bill Belichick.
I can't believe that they'd think this is a good idea. And I just feel like, I do feel like the Giants suck, the Jets suck, the Mets just had a disastrous season. They are so desperate for anything. I mean, please. I mean, by all means, I would love to see the Giants hire Belichick and to see what kind of train wreck that would turn into. But that is just, what a take. What a take.
Undefeated.
Crazy. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, Hugh, could you imagine what a furry after party would look like?
That's why I didn't go.
That's, I can only imagine.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go.
So, guys, I was telling Kyle, I'm a longtime Knicks fan, and I think I wanted to comment about the Sixers. I think going into the season, the Knicks were probably considered to be the front runner to go out of the East. I'm not sold on that. I think they're a player or two away, but I think definitely this is the year that the Sixers can make a run at the finals, but I think it has to go through the guards. You have to have Embiid and Paul George be okay with playing, you know, in a role position and kind of, you know, Embiid kind of doing what he's doing now, and it has to go through the guards. And I definitely think they can go through a depleted East and get to the finals, no doubt.
Well, this is the thing, Aaron. That's kind of the way I look at it. And I get, you know, they're very young. They have, I mean, Edgecombe, McCain, these guys don't have any playoff experience. But I do look around at the East, and it is like historically bad this year. Like, I picked the Knicks at the beginning of the year. I still think they're probably the best team, even though I can't stand Towns. Like, if I was a Knicks fan, I just would not be able to stand watching him nightly. But you look at them in Cleveland, aside from that, I mean, the rest of the conference is just really bad.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that, too, about Towns. He is my least favorite player, probably in the NBA, and he slows the Knicks down. So when he gets in the game, because they want to run as well, but he slows them down, and I think he's going to be the reason why they don't get to the finals. But I wanted to make a comment on Edgecombe. That kid is awesome. He reminds me of actually a really young, who's the MVP there in 22? Derrick Rose?
When he was 22 years old, when he won
the MVP. But he reminds me of a young Derrick Rose.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting, Aaron. I appreciate the call. I haven't heard that comparison.
D-Rose?
The one that I've heard is a young Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, and that's the one I keep hearing.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but I don't remember D-Wade's young years, so I don't see that.
I can see a
little
bit.
Not saying that it's not real, but I'm just saying I didn't see it.
Yeah, I can see a little bit of it. I mean, it's obviously a lofty comparison, but the bottom line is they just have a lot of talent. And yeah, it's going to take some time. It's not going to be a situation where this thing clicks fully immediately here. But, I mean, if Maxey continues to get better and Edgecombe continues to get better and McCain comes back healthy, I just think the upside's really high for this team. And, you know, again, the Eastern Conference isn't good. Let's allow ourselves to love again. Allow ourselves to love
again.
I don't think
it's nothing wrong with that, but I don't think you should marry you can't be sitting there talking about, they're going to the playoffs. They're going to the finals. I think those are lofty expectations. Now, if that happens, that'd be great. I just want to see the young kids grow and play better.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Well, I think they're going to go to the playoffs, but man, I'm hungry for more. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, I've been dreading it all day, but it's time. Let's go to you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
That's it. I'm done with you guys.
That's our first contribution?
Yep. And notably, still present in the group or in the YouTube chat for the rest of the show. Great. It's bad take Tom.
There we go. I'll take that. That's fine.
Not bad. Yep.
We're okay.
I think Kyle's mustache is cutting off circulation to his brain.
Oh,
that's harsh.
Interesting theory.
Mm-hmm. Kyle clearly hates TK.
I feel that way today. I mean,
you know, I would say that's crazy, but the vibes I've been given today. It's...
You've been given hate vibes.
Yeah. No, when you started the meeting, you was like, so is my take. So what? That was crazy. Yeah.
I also did laugh in his face when he gave me a take earlier
Multiple
today.
Times.
Yeah.
You laughed in my face.
Yep.
It was one of them days, man.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure Hugh Douglas played in the NFL?
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
People were questioning whether or not you played in the NFL.
No, I mean, he did.
Just wanted to point
that
out.
Yeah, he did.
I officially challenged TK to one-on-one basketball. Tom, do you accept? That's not me. Somebody in the
Who challenged
chat.
Me?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Somebody
sure.
in the YouTube chat.
Why not? I'd play basketball.
Well,
sounds like fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Might not play well, but.
Tom looks like the Keebler elf.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Nice. These were the ones I was dreading. It's that point in you people where people come after my appearance.
Yep. Starting a GoFundMe for a booster seat for TK.
All right.
That's cold.
Yeah, it's,
I'm seated pretty high up. This chair doesn't go any higher. What do you want me to do?
That's crazy.
Not cool. TK feels like the Russell Wilson of WIP.
I don't
know what that's supposed to mean, but.
What does that mean?
Everyone hates you? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow. Kyle is not holding back today, man.
But no. That's just the implication of the comment. Nothing personal that I added. All right. We did ask for some rap handle names for TK.
Oh.
We got T Kells, which feels like an easy one. Hot Take Tom. Short Stack.
I like short. It's not bad.
The Broad Street Bozo.
Oh, that's pretty tough for me.
Lil Shawty.
I like Lil Shawty.
That's disrespectful.
Nobody's got that one already. I feel like somebody's got already.
I like
somebody
Lil Shawty.
Yep. Lil Jolly, which that was a layup for them. And man, this one's tough. Low T.
Come on. Oh, that got you. We lost you. He loved that one.
That's the most clever one. I mean, it works in so many ways.
There you go. Is that all we got
for
you
people?
Well,
we got one more
thing.
Great.
It's not
about you.
No, it's about me.
No, well, no. It's about the show. I mean, Hugh's been tossing around the word floozy, almost cursed on the air again. But things really went downhill the moment that Aaron in San Diego dropped this.
You go back and watch Jared Girth. Goth.
Jared Girth.
Jared
so
Girth.
That was wild. That
yeah.
was wild.
I don't know
what
how,
you
like.
Think about?
How did that slip out?
The hell you think about?
How did Jared Girth slip out?
And he was like embarrassed by it. He really quickly tried to correct it.
Yeah, you can't walk that one back, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going through your head where it's like some kind of Freudian slip?
Yeah.
Jared Girth. I just don't get it.
Yeah. But, all right. Yeah. Well, good contributions from you people today.
And thank you, Low T.
Low T is
you're,
gonna
you're
stick.
Welcome. You loved that one so much.
Low T.
He just immediately went like leaned back in his chair, full on belly laugh.
No, I mean, because it was funny. I mean, I got like, listen. I'm not going to lie. You people get on my nerves every day.
Oh, yeah.
But they bring the heat,
oh, they're
though,
funny.
Man. They bring,
Hugh,
they bring
Hugh
the
loves
heat.
When TK fills in because you people just go after him. I mean, you got one comment about you today, and it was pretty tame.
I mean, I like the fact, like, they come at us every day, and every now and then I look at the things that they say, and they get real mean and hurtful.
I enjoy the you peoples that are creative.
Yeah, I know. Do, too. You can't be mad at creativity.
There weren't as many... jolly comparisons today, though.
No, that
is one thing I noted.
I think whoever did that low T when they killed it, though.
That was a good one because, as Kyle said, you know, that can be used. It can be used in so many different ways.
Yeah, that's evergreen
to reference so many different things.
Good
but
times.
Good stuff from you people today, and fun show today talking about the Eagles and the Sixers. Now you guys are going to be at Klondike Cates tomorrow in Delaware. So make sure you go out. You see Joe, Hugh, and Kyle. At Klondike Cates.
Chris said he's coming and bringing a candy bucket.
A candy
that's
bucket?
Not going to be used.
Well, hopefully it's not organic candies like Jack's giving away.
I'm gonna put apples in it.
Now you're just trolling the kids.
I'm going to put the mini apples or the mini oranges, like the little, the tangerines.
The little clementines. There you go. So
just the lesson is don't go to Hugh's house.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go to Hugh's house on Halloween. But
put out toothpaste.
Go out the Klondike Gates and see the guys tomorrow. But fun show today as we head up to the trade deadline here. Thank you to Kyle Quinn for doing a great job producing the show. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the afternoon show. They're up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.